This is News Talk.
Brexit trade talks continue this morning after Boris Johnson and the European Commission President told negotiators to go the extra mile. Yesterday had been the deadline for a firm decision, but the British Prime Minister is warning a no-deal scenario looks most likely when the transition period ends on December 31st. Shortly we'll get an Irish perspective on the talks, but first let's go to London-based journalist Vincent McAvinney. Good morning to you, Vincent. You're welcome to the show. First of all, Boris Johnson saying no-deal most likely scenario. He's definitely playing a bit of politics here by saying that.
Yes, that's right. There's a lot of theatre involved with this for the domestic audience as well, because he's always conscious of being able to blame very much the EU if a deal isn't secured. So over the past couple of days, we've had all kinds of messages coming out from government saying, oh, there's only a 20% chance now, them warning supermarkets that they need to start stockpiling. So there is a lot of sort of behind-the-scenes message managing going on as well with all this.
Some talk in the British newspapers this morning that the talks could go until New Year's Eve, December 31st. That wouldn't be very workable, though, would it, to give less than 24 hours for the entire EU and UK to prepare?
Yeah, I mean, talk about trying to kind of ruin both government here and Brussels Christmases with this going all the way to New Year's. It's not going to build up much good rapport, is it? But yeah, I mean, a lot of the preparation work, it has been many years in the pipeline now. The UK government's insisting that it has a playbook ready to go where they've gamed out all eventualities, sorted out what powers ministers have at the extremes. And of course, they've been doing massive exercises down in Kent and buying up land for giant lorry parks. But they have had warnings from people like the Federation of Small Businesses and the Federation of Food and Drink that this will cause huge problems in product management and product supply lines, that we could see food and drink not on the shelves in the first part of 2021, that there could be panic buying. So there are real downsides. And in terms of getting a deal now, of course, those disruptions could still come into place, because it is such little time for all those companies to prepare, to get on top of all the new haulage paperwork that they'll have to do. So what is interesting is that we have this work we thought again was another very fixed deadline of Sunday. That was it. But now it seems that there is this extension. There is some kite flying in the London Times this morning saying that the two sides have edged closer on the level playing field. But we still don't have another set date of when these negotiations are going to go to. So the British tactic has been repeatedly to take it down to the wire as much as possible, because that's when they think the EU does its compromises. But doing it over Christmas and New Year's is still pretty bleak for both those teams.
I mean, I don't want to depress people on a Monday morning, but is there a worry here that the more you talk, the more problems emerge?
Yes, definitely. And the more the sides become entrenched, we saw that the French position hardening last week when it came to fisheries. And so, you know, there is a problem that particularly as well for the theatre that they've got to do with the British tabloid press. You look at newspapers like The Mail, like The Express, very much just pushing now for no deal. And so there is that audience that they are playing to as well. But it does seem, that there is some willingness on the British government to just try to keep this going at least. But whether or not that is all for that theatre, it's not clear.
Okay, Vincent, thank you very much. There could be life in the old dog yet. We shall see. London-based journalist Vincent McAvinney, thank you. Listening to Vincent was Fine Gael's spokesperson on European affairs, Neil Richmond, who joins me now. Neil, listening to Vincent there, behind all the theatre, do you think there is a deal to be done still?
Absolutely. I think there is a deal to be done. I think if we remove the references to choreography or theatrics, I think really what it boils down to is a political decision that needs to be made by Boris Johnson himself about whether or not he actually wants a deal. The damage of a no deal to the British economy is far more worse than we know than what anything here, even, believe it or not, or across Europe. But it does come with a political consequence for Boris Johnson, that if he goes for a deal, he'll have to put up with, as Vincent said, a backlash in the very rabid tabloid media, as well as some of his extreme backbenchers. Whereas if he doesn't go for a deal, there is a massive economic hit that'll take another 2% off the British GDP growth. And the responsible decision is, of course, to go for a deal. But we have to await to see if one is possible in the coming days.
And mentioning the coming days, this talk talk, you know, in the Telegraph, which is certainly known for its links to the Conservative Party and sources within that party, they're talking about New Year's Eve, that the talks could go till December 31st. What implications would that have for Ireland?
Yeah, I think that's a bit unrealistic, to be honest. I think there, whatever happens, there does need to be, if there is a deal, an element of ratification. And I know the European Parliament is scheduled to actually sit on both the 23rd of December and the 28th of December, regardless, because if there is a deal, it needs to be put through the Trade Committee and various other things. If there isn't a deal, there's an awful bit of no-deal legislation that needs to be enacted that was well flagged a week or two ago. But bringing it right up to the 31st, it is quite irresponsible from the British government, because people need to prepare. Businesses are already in a quandary, and many people have already taken decisions. As we know here, our budget was framed on the likelihood there will be a no-deal scenario, and as indeed was our budget of 2019 as well.
The view of the Irish government, is it fair to sum it up as cautious optimism, or is that too positive?
It might be a little bit too positive just yet, Shane, I'm afraid to say. I think it's very much in the balance. I think the fact that the talks are ongoing is a good sign. We could have easily been talking this morning and saying how they'd broken down and they'd agreed to pull stumps last night. But I think you have to take some heart wherever you can at this stage of the Brexit talks. And the fact that both the Prime Minister and the President of the Commission referred to their conversation as constructive gives me a grain of optimism that we might possibly get a deal. But it is really absolutely in the balance still.
And Boris Johnson saying no deal is still the most likely scenario by December 31st. Are we ready here if that is the scenario that plays out?
We're as ready as we can be. No one is fully ready for a no-deal scenario, and I think we need to be honest with people about that. However, the Irish government's first Brexit preparation meeting was in December 2014. You know, there has been a huge amount of work put in over the last couple of years. We've actually already seen a good bit of our no-deal Brexit preparation was acted for the pandemic in terms of our supply chain and logistics, drawing down the rainy day fund. But we do have that €3.4 billion Brexit fund that was allowed for in the budget. We have another €5 billion Brexit adjustment fund at a European level that we can access. And crucially, a lot of work has been done in places like Dublin Port, Rosslare, but we continue to work on an hourly basis with all businesses and business groups. And the message I'd always like to get across is, if anyone hasn't made the checks, and vast majority have, is just to go on to gov.ie/Brexit. It's never too late to go through your Brexit checklist.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.